Riverfront. This is Pastor Chelsea, and welcome to the 505 podcast. This is part two of our series, and so if you haven't listened to the last episode, I'm going to encourage you to go back and hear the introductions of Lisa and Eric, two of our newest team members of the Kitchen Collective. But today we are back to talk about an upcoming event. So Lisa, what's happening on February 17th?
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. We're having our first big fundraiser of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective at Aldersgate Church on 202. We're going to have a big fun dinner. Silent auction, and some other fun stuff going on that night, in hopes that we can see lots of friends there to help raise money for the collective so we can keep it going.
Yeah, it's been 2 years now that the Kitchen Collective has been officially open, and we've had lots of individual donations, we've had lots of grants, we've had lots of organizations supporting us, but we've never held a big fundraising event. And so I'm particularly excited to just throw a good party and to have our friends in the same room and to hopefully raise some money for our future. Eric, this idea mostly came from you. And so wonder if you might share with folks what inspired it and why are you excited about the 17th?
I guess, you know, when I first came aboard and you and I were talking and you were talking about your donors and where the funding comes from to operate, you know, the Kitchen Collective and stuff. And I guess I just, you know, was like, well, let's go out here and ask everybody for a couple of dollars. I figure we get a couple from everybody and, you know, give us a big pot of money.
That's right.
So
big pot of money. Speaking it into the world.
Yes, I am. But I just, you know, I was just trying to figure out ways for us to not just, you know, ask for money, but show people, you know, what we do. Because everybody may not know, you know, what we do and who we really are and the entrepreneurs that we help along. So I figured this would be a chance for everybody to shine, you know. So I think that's where the idea really came from.
Yeah, and for those who maybe you came upon this podcast really randomly today. Maybe you've never heard of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. Lisa, what is the Kitchen Collective? What is this thing we speak of?
Well, we are a small nonprofit, actually, under the umbrella of the Riverfront Ministries. And we, it's not an easy description. I describe it all the time to people, and it takes much longer than it really should. We find space where we can open a kitchen space that we then determine and find folks who are in the culinary profession who are looking for a place, a commercial Board of Health approved kitchen in which they can do their business. Then after we find the kitchens and we build them or do whatever needs to happen to them to make them pass all the inspections that the state of Delaware and most places have you do, We find the folks to go in there, and then we help them along the way, not only with advice and mentoring type of help, but with programs that help them further their knowledge in terms of business plans and how to run a business, how to start a business, how to think about starting a business, maybe why not to start a business. And we also work with partners who can help with funding and grants. So we are basically helping culinary entrepreneurs navigate their way through starting a business by providing affordable kitchen space and our support at the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. And it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good stuff.
Yeah.
And I think what a lot of folks don't know is I think often when the general public thinks about a food business, they think about a brick and mortar where there's just one business. But I have learned over the last few years, there are so many business models that don't actually need their own space, right? They maybe are spice blends that need to package once or twice a month, or They are bakers that have a couple of standing orders, but again, maybe they only need a space, a few, maybe even just a week, a time or two a week, or maybe it's a food truck that doesn't actually need to cook in the kitchen at all, except for prepping some food. They mostly need a space for storage. And so all of these different businesses don't actually need their own space. And just think it's like really capitalistic to think that every business needs its own individual brick and mortar. And so it's been really neat over the last few years to just learn about all of these different models and how a shared space is actually success for them, right? A shared space is like their ideal. It's all they need to really run.
It's a big success, actually, because I, like many of them, started my business out of my house, and you start from nothing sometimes, and most of our entrepreneurs have other jobs, so they're doing more than I ever did at one time. And anyway, you grow out of your house or your space or your apartment or wherever you are, and you want to legitimize yourself in the world of everybody in terms of food goes. And so you need a spot where you can maybe store your product, and that's what we're here for. They get all the licensing they need to run a business, a legitimate business, and so that's what we do.
Yeah.
And we're excited to have people meet these folks, most of whom are participating in this Feast for the Future. We thought it would be smart to have a collaborative event, so we've asked them all, and most are participating and making some food, and maybe Eric will maybe give you a little teaser about what you might see when you buy your tickets.
When you buy your tickets. What kind of food can you look forward to?
When they buy their tickets, and we know they are going to buy tickets.
Yeah, you're gonna support that great mission.
Exactly. So we're going to have one of our entrepreneurs is making some of the creamiest, savoriest mac and cheese that you ever want to eat.
Ever did.
Ever.
Good winter dish.
Yes. So we have some curry coconut chickpeas. Ooh. I don't know if you ever had that by our entrepreneur Kendu Spice, but it is delicious. It's really good. We're gonna have some jerk shrimp shooters.
We are. Sure. We're gonna have some appetizers as well as a sit-down dinner. It's a dinner buffet, but we're gonna be having you know, everybody will be seated in a room together, and it'll be really nice. So we thought we'd have maybe some appetizers in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having a pretty fun mocktail, though I can't divulge the recipe.
No.
Top secret. But top secret Kitchen Collective mocktail.
It's pretty yummy.
That's right. That's right. We're going to have some custom desserts by three different pastry chefs. So, you know, that's going to be good, too. We're gonna have a dish from a lot of different regions. We have some people from the Caribbean, and they're making a Caribbean-type dish. We're going to have, you know, soul food-type dish. We have some vegan chefs. They're going to be making some of their specialties. So it's going to be something there for everybody.
We have a chef from Ghana, and she makes a fabulous... Yes. Delicious salmon and fried plantains.
Yes.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I'm ready for my next meal. Yes. As we thought about the collective, couldn't have a fundraiser without some good food.
Yeah.
And so the meal is really going to be the central part of the night, showcasing so many of our different entrepreneurs. But there will also be a silent auction, and so some of our local businesses and local artisans are supporting that. If you're listening to this and you run a local business and you want to donate a gift card, or maybe you make jewelry or a different kind of product, maybe you're an artist and you have some art that you would like to for us to put in the silent auction, we are taking donations.
Yes.
So you can contact us at info@wilmingtoncollective.com, and we'd love to connect about a donation. But there will be a silent auction there. There will also be some live music that we're working on setting up with our Riverfront musicians who are donating their time for the night. And then partway through the evening, there will be a little bit of a formal program with some updates about things that are coming up in the Kitchen Collective, hoping to have some reflections from a couple of our entrepreneurs, some who have been with us from the very beginning of this journey and some who are a little newer. And lastly, it's all happening at Aldersgate United Methodist, which Lisa highlighted. If you haven't already heard, Aldersgate is our third location for the Kitchen Collective. And so folks who come to the Feast for the Future will get the first look at the Aldersgate Kitchen. And you'll get to get a behind-the-scenes tour of the space and see it in action, as the kitchen will be the space where all of the dinner is made as well.
All of the magic happens.
Yes. Yeah, the magic happens in the kitchen, for sure. But we're really looking forward to just taking this time to really celebrate. You know, we've gathered a couple of times for the ribbon cutting and once in the last spring for the showcase event of some of our new folks. But those events were very fluid, right? Folks were coming and going, and there was some story sharing, but not as much as we'd really like to just soak it in. And so our hope is that you might get a little dressed up. Cocktail attire is encouraged, and so you might get a little dressed up and just celebrate with us. It's really been quite the journey, and we have a lot of exciting things on the horizon, and so just excited to showcase that and to have some of our partners in the room and some of our church participants and most of our entrepreneurs.
You can buy tickets. You will buy tickets. No.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets.
Get your ticket.
Get your tickets at WilmingtonKitchenCollective.com. You can go right to that website and buy tickets there. And we'll be having tables of six, so if you want to buy a whole table, you're more than welcome. One last thing that we didn't mention is something that Eric is busily putting together behind the scenes. Eric?
We're putting together a Wilmington Kitchen Collective cookbook.
Woo! What?
So we'll have some of the recipes of the meal, and we'll have a lot of other extra recipes as well. We'll have some seasoning blend recipes for seasoning blends and things like that. That'll be in the cookbook as well. So help support the Wilmington Kitchen Collective by buying our Kitchen Collective cookbook.
Yeah, and so if you attend that Feast for the Future, you will have first dibs at those cookbooks. And then our hope is we don't have any left over. But if we have any left over, they'll go for sale online as well. And I know this podcast reaches lots of different people. And maybe you're listening to this and you're like, you know, I would love to make it to that event, but I'm a 5-hour plane right away and it's just not going to happen. Well, you too could donate. You could donate to the Kitchen Collective in honor of this feast. I'm so grateful. Have a couple of folks that have already made donations and are getting us well on our way to our goal for this fundraiser. And so whether you are here locally or you are at a distance, thank you for the ways that you show up, for the ways that you donate, for the ways that you send us encouraging notes, for the ways you share stuff on social media. All of it makes a difference. It really, really makes a difference. A lot of times I have folks say, like, I only have $20. Is that donation really going to do anything? And for us, as a small nonprofit, I can tell you every $20 makes a difference. As executive director, I know those donors, right? As I think about our community and I think about those who donate, it's those small increments that add up, and we're just really grateful for every donation. So again, you can buy your tickets for February 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. online at WilmingtonKitchenCollective.com. Also there, you will see our donate button, and so hope that you will give to this great night. Thanks for listening, friends. Thanks for being a part of this community. We hope to see you soon.